best part-time job options in Delhi that pay well. There are several options when you make up your mind to do a part-time job in Delhi. These jobs do not only offer decent wages but offer you an opportunity to earn invaluable experience in how the different business markets work. You may get part-time jobs in Delhi based on shift basis or self-scheduled working hours. Furthermore, the wage-paying system can be on a monthly or weekly basis. Also, you can shift your working hours based on the understanding between you and your manager and the line of work you are in. The main benefit of working in a part-time job is that if you get a job in the line of work you want to create your profession in, then it greatly pays off in creating a successful career. You can choose it as a full-time job opportunity if you want by searching for the latest job openings in Delhi NCR. For the same high-paying part-time job in Delhi bartender, you can be a part-time bartender if you want to earn well. Your average salary can be around 16,000 a month. A short training program or bartending course is enough to get a job as a part-time bartender in Delhi. The only job responsibility for you will be to serve customers while maintaining safety. If you are wondering how you will get this job, then you can search for the latest job openings in Delhi NCR on job portals like BigLeap. Bank teller. Being a bank teller is a respectable and responsible job profession. Even if it is part-time, the effect and experience of the job responsibilities you will bear will have a long-term professional effect on you. A bank teller helps customers visiting banks to solve their queries regarding any banking task. Anyone can become eligible to become a bank teller if he or she has basic math skills or has completed basic training from a bank. The average salary offered in this profession is around 17,000 per month. If you are a newbie, then you can find bank teller jobs by searching for job openings in Delhi NCR for freshers. Tour guide. If you get hired as a part-time tour guide by any tour company in Delhi, then you can show off your communication skills. Getting tourists entertained at every point of the journey will be your responsibility. Furthermore, you will have to educate them about the places you take them to visit. To become eligible for this job, you will have to just shine up your communication skills and get an appropriate license. Then by searching for the latest job openings in Delhi NCR. Personal driver. Being a personal driver would be the best part-time job in Delhi. It's because of the heavy traffic that daily crowds the city roads, but nobody wants to get late. The average salary you can earn in this profession is around 16,000 a month, and you will need a driving license, transportation medium, and smooth driving skills. Phlebotomist. Phlebotomists are professionals who are experts in drawing blood from patients to help them get treated after certain tests. To enter this profession line, you will need CMLT, DMLT, or BSCMLT certification, and the average salary would be 15,000 per month. Bus driver. Bus drivers also earn on a part-time basis, where they serve under organizations or companies that will only need them for a few hours, like schools for kids and corporates for employees. But this job comes with great responsibility, as you will have to drive skillfully for the safety of the passengers. The average salary you can get being a part-time bus driver in Delhi is around 14,500 per month. Also, even the bus driver vacancies are also posted on job portals like BigLeap, which you can find by searching the latest job openings in Delhi NCR. Nanny. You can also be a part-time nanny in Delhi if you love and care about kids. Furthermore, Kids are the best medicines when it comes to curing daily life stress. The responsibilities you will have to bear after becoming a nanny will be feeding, bathing, and ensuring that kids take good nap. You can expect an average salary of around $19,000 per month. Being a house nanny. Mail carrier. Being a mail carrier would be the best part-time job option in Delhi if you want to earn a decent amount of money. Everybody waits for the mail carrier when they eagerly wait for their parcel or online order to arrive. And when it arrives, the excitement is at its peak. As a mail carrier, you can expect a monthly salary of around $19,000. The eligibility criteria are also very easy. You will just have to pass 10th grade or above. Mail carrier jobs are easy to find on recruitment platforms. You just have to write keywords to search for job openings. In Delhi NCR for freshers. Bookkeeper. After becoming a bookkeeper, you can either work as a part-timer by finding your own set of clients and have flexible working hours, or you can work for a company and maintain their ledgers. As for eligibility, you will have to be a graduate in accounting. You can expect a monthly income of around $18,000 in a company and earn extra if you attract more clients on your own. Brand ambassador. You can become a brand ambassador if you have what it takes to market the company. Representing the company, you will become its face for the customer base. The responsibilities you will have to fulfill are managing the distribution of marketing materials like flyers, coupons, and other advertisement items. You will also have to answer frequent questions about the brand or its products to the public. The average salary you can expect as a brand ambassador will be $22,000, $25,000 a month. Aesthetician. Aesthetician can be called as a beautician who knows how to care about your beautiful face. The responsibilities can be to perform facials and provide other skincare services to bring out the natural beauty of the face. To become eligible to be an aesthetician, you will have to complete certification in aesthetic treatments. To expect an average salary of $98 per hour. Personal trainer. Every other person in today's era is obese or carries an adequate amount of fat in the body. So, to have someone as a personal trainer to help them become slim and sleek would be great, and people will pay a decent wage even as a part-timer. To put more effort into your work so that people will pay you even more. You can create exclusive fitness plans and workout regimes. The average salary as a part-time trainer in Delhi can be $15,000. Personal trainer job vacancies are easy to find. Just use the right search words like job openings in Delhi NCR for freshers. Personal shopper. Another best option for a part-time job in Delhi is to become a personal shopper. First, you will have to increase your knowledge about every store selling different kinds of products and then create a potential customer database. Remember to deliver top quality products with high consistency. To become eligible to work as a personal shopper, you must have completed your 12th studies and have an adequate shopping experience. Freelancer. Freelancers are those who work on their own set of conditions, working hours, and prices to deliver the best services. They are skilled in a particular work which they sell without being employed by any company. For example, you can become a freelancer as a photographer, content writer, consultant, designer, etc. The average income as a freelancer depends on the basis of your skill level in any particular type of industry. Head server. As a head server, you can earn a lucrative amount of income. Your job responsibilities would be to manage other waiters, fulfilling customer queries, explaining about different dishes, and delivering utmost customer satisfaction. You can expect an average salary of 14,340 and at least 10th grade qualification is required. Tutor being a tutor is no easy task. It's true that it has high earning potential once you have established yourself. But this line of work is for responsible candidates only. So, if you are specialized in any of the academic subjects, then you can teach them to the students and earn a decent amount of wages. On average, a tutor can earn approximately 23,553 per month. You should be a graduate and have fluent English to become a tutor. Massage therapist. Becoming a massage therapist requires a unique set of skills. Based on clients' needs and recommendations, a session of one therapy can last between 30 to 50 minutes. You will have to guide the clients which type of massage therapy their body needs on the basis of their needs. To become eligible to practice massage therapy, you will need a license in spa therapy. Real estate agent. Being a real estate agent can help you earn a great income, that too after only working for a few hours. You will have to take care of client satisfaction, help the clients to find out their needs, to choose the best house or any type of property they are searching for. An average salary you can expect after becoming a part-time real estate agent in Delhi is around 22,000. Career counselor. You can become a part-time occupational therapist in Delhi if you want to guide a person and help him or her achieve their career goals. You will understand and listen to their personal and professional needs and evaluate their capabilities to guide them to choose the right career path. The average salary as an occupational therapist can be 17,000 per month, and you will need an master's degree in occupational therapy to become eligible to practice this profession. To find career counseling jobs, you can search for the latest job vacancies in India. Social media handler. With only a few hours of working as a social media handler, you can earn up to a lofty amount of money. Your responsibilities will be to create and share posts on different social media platforms to increase audience engagement with brands. Remember that this work will require a lot of creativity and designing skills. To find a social media handler job, you will have to research and explore a little hard on recruitment portals by searching for the latest job vacancies in India. Conclusion: there are several options when you make up your mind to find a part-time job in Delhi. The national capital hosts thousands of large and small-scale businesses where you can even find a high-paying part-time job. All these career options are worth considering, and you will have to choose the option that best suits your professional skills.